faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents...
The Adventures of Superman.
Here's what you've been waiting for, gang. That big news I promised you. And is it exciting? Well, it'll make you want to cheer. Now listen, you've been collecting those nifty comic buttons from packages of Kellogg's Pep. You've probably got a lot of them right now pinned on your jacket or your dresser cap. Well, those Pep comic buttons have been so doggone popular, you fellas and girls get such a kick out of collecting them, that Kellogg's Pep now has a brand new series for you. Yes, sir, 18 new and different comic buttons to collect and to swap duplicates with your pals. For example, among others, there's Maulwinkle and Mr. Bibbs and Denny Dimwit and the Winnie Winkle twins and Daisy and B.O. Plenty and Gravel Gertie, Flat Top Wilmer, and Superman, of course. Boy, wouldn't you like to get all 18 of these brand new Pep comic buttons? Well, you can. Sure, easy as anything. You just remind Mom to get you a package of that Sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep. That's all. Just look inside the Pep package and see which button you get. Now, you don't send in any money, not even a box stop, and you can't buy these comic buttons anywhere. But you get a really terrific prize, plus a catchy sunny dish for breakfast in every package of that Sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Ask Mom for P-E-P, Kellogg's Pep.
And now, the adventures of Superman.
A mysterious red-eyed creature believed to be a supernatural sea monster is holding the tiny Canadian coastal village of St. Selmo in the grip of fear and has completely paralyzed the local fishing industry. Investigating the story for the Daily Planet, Lois Lane and Horatio Horn, a part-time journalist and amateur detective, almost lost their lives when the strange creature rammed and sank the boat they had engaged to take them to the fishing grounds. But Superman saved them, then, resuming his guise of Clark Kent, decided to look into the mystery himself. Hiring a boat, he went out to the fishing banks with Lois and Horatio, and when they reached the water supposedly frequented by the monster, they saw its red eyes piercing the fog-drenched darkness. A moment later, a stream of liquid flame shot from its mouth, struck the boat, and set it afire. As we continue now, the boat is burning like a huge torch. Listen.
For heaven's sake, Clark, don't just stand there. Do something.
We've got to put this fire out.
We can't. It's too late.
No. Here's a fire extinguisher.
Use it, Horatio. Hurry. Yeah,
don't bother. It's a waste of time.
Hey, what do we do?
Abandon ship.
Oh, no. But
Mr. Kent, if we...
Don't argue. Any minute now, the fire will reach the gas tanks. We've got to get off this boat.
But he's right, Miss Lane. Come on. Jump off the stern.
No, wait a minute.
Jump.
I still think we should try to put the fire out.
Don't be stubborn, Lois. Do as I say, will you?
What about you, Mr. Kent?
I'm right with you. Ready, set, jump. There goes the gas tank.
Oh, good heavens.
We didn't get off a moment too soon, by the way.
No, we certainly didn't.
Look, the boat is sinking.
The cloud of steam.
Yeah, well, that's that.
Yes. And here we are, Miss Lane and I, right back where we were last night.
But this time we may not be as lucky as we were then.
Well, if you'd listen to me, you'd be safe and dry back in St. Selmo. And this might not have happened.
We had nothing to do with starting the fire.
Certainly not. The monster did it.
I know, but I would have solved the mystery of the monster by this time. Now, with you here, I can't even go look for it.
What do you mean by that?
What would you do? Swim around looking for it?
Never mind. Skip it. Our big problem now is getting back to shore.
If you're thinking of trying to swim for it, you can forget it, because I've got all I can do to stay afloat.
Same goes for me.
Our only chance is Superman. If you'll only find it again.
Well, there's not much chance of that.
There's no telling. Superman shows up when he's least expected.
Oh, the water is so cold. I've got cramps in both my legs.
Well, hang on to me, Miss Lane, and rest a while.
I'll be right back.
Clark! Clark! Where are you going?
Come back, Mr. Kent.
Maybe I can find a piece of wreckage for us to hang on to.
No! Come back, Clark!
should be far enough. They can't see me now in this darkness and fog, so it's safe to assume my real identity as Superman.
Too bad I haven't time to track down that thing they call a sea monster. But he'll keep until I get Lois and Horatio back to shore. There we are. All set. Now, up and over to them. Up!
Superman!
No, he can't be.
Certainly is, Mr. Horn. Here, grab hold of my arm.
Oh, I don't know how happy we are to see you again.
What's the matter with you two? Must you go swimming at night?
Well, not exactly. You see, we came out here with...
Clark Kent. Oh, Superman. Clark is out here someplace.
Don't worry about him. He's safe enough. Hang on now. Here we go, back to St. Selmo. Up and away!
Miss Lane. Miss Lane.
Who is it?
Me, Horatio Horn. Are you dressed?
Just a minute, Horatio.
All right. Miss Lane, have you heard from Mr. Kent?
Come in, Horatio.
Oh, thank you. Shall I leave the door open?
Yes. Clark will probably be coming along any minute now.
Oh, then you have heard from him.
Why, no, but Superman said he was here.
Well, he may be somewhere in St. Selmo, but he's not here at the inn.
How do you know?
Well, as soon as I took a hot bath and changed into dry clothes, I went to his room, and he wasn't there.
Well, he may have stepped out for just a minute.
That's what I thought, until I checked with the clerk. He said he hadn't seen Mr. Kent since early this afternoon.
Well, that's odd.
I don't want to worry you, Miss Lane, but...
May I join you?
Mr. Kent!
Why, Clark, where in the world have you been?
Round and about. Don't tell me you were worried.
Well, the last we saw of you, you were swimming off into the darkness out there on the fishing bank.
Yes, and when Superman picked us up, he said he'd brought you back here.
Well?
Oh, now stop being so smug, Clark. Where were you and what have you been up to?
Oh, I was just doing a little snooping, that's all.
Snooping?
Uh-huh. You haven't forgotten about the red-eyed monster, have you?
I should say not.
Oh, incidentally, now that you've seen it, Mr. Kent, do you still think it's a whale or a shark?
No, Horatio, it definitely is not.
Do you think it's a creature of flesh and blood, a giant sea serpent, perhaps?
No, I do not.
Huh. Then it must be something out of this world, something supernatural.
I'm certain it isn't that either.
Then what is it, Carl?
Well, I have a faint suspicion, and just as soon as I... Uh-oh.
As soon as you what?
Quiet, Lois.
Well, what's the matter?
There's someone in the corridor, outside the door.
How do you know?
I'll show you. Stand back. I'll open the door.
It's Mr. Barnaby.
What's the matter, Mr. Barnaby? You look as if you'd seen a ghost.
I couldn't believe it when they told me you was here, alive.
Well, we are, by Gulliver. Thanks.
Wait a minute, Horatio. Tell me, Mr. Barnaby, why are you so surprised to see us alive?
Well, I figured the monster...
Yes?
It don't matter. Long as you come through it safe. Sorry I bothered you. Good night.
Oh, wait. Don't go yet, Mr. Barnaby. Aren't you interested in your boat? Don't you want to know where it is?
She's wrecked, ain't she?
How did you know?
She is, ain't she?
I repeat, how did you know?
Never mind. You gotta pay for her. And if you take my advice, you'll stop meddling with things that ain't none of your concern.
Oh?
I'll be expecting the money for my boat by morning. Good night.
Good night.
My, isn't he sweet?
Well, if you ask me, he's off his nut.
I wish I could agree with you, Horatio. But I'm afraid Mr. Barnaby is a lot smarter than we think.
What makes you say that, Clark?
Because I believe... Well, never mind, I can wait.
Huh? Now, look here, Clark Kent. That's the second time tonight that you started to say something and then stopped.
It is?
Yes, it is. When you heard Barnaby outside the door, you were just about to tell us that you'd discovered something about the monster.
Yes, you said you had a faint suspicion.
Oh, I have more than that. Matter of fact, I may have the clue to the mystery.
What is it?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? Either you have a clue or you haven't.
Relax, Lois. Don't chop my head off.
Oh, now, really, Clark, you make me furious.
Why?
To begin with, this was my exclusive story until you horned into it.
Oh, come on, Lois. Act your age.
Suppose you act yours and stop beating around the bush. If you know anything, let's have it.
Well, I don't know anything yet, but I hope to before morning.
And how, may I ask?
Look. See this bottle?
Yes, what about it?
It contains a sample of the water in which the so-called monster has been seen.
Say that again?
I said it contains a sample of the ocean water in the vicinity of the fishing banks, where the monster has been most frequently seen.
What do you think that's going to tell you?
Everything or nothing.
I must confess, Mr. Kent, I don't quite understand.
You're not alone, Horatio. No one understands, except Mr. Kent, of course.
It's all very simple. I'm taking this sample of water back to Metropolis tonight for chemical analysis. If it contains what I think it does, I'll have the answer to the mystery of the monster.
What does Clark Kent expect to find in the sample of seawater? And how can it possibly lead to a solution of the mystery? We'll know more in just a moment when we return for the climax of today's episode. So keep listening.
You know, gang, I've been practically bursting with news all weekend. I could hardly wait to tell you today about that brand new series of comic buttons Kellogg's Pep's putting out for you, because I knew that you'd be mighty excited about it. Think of it, 18 new and different funny paper characters to collect and to wear on your jacket or your dress or cap and to swap duplicates with your pals, too. And believe me, these new comic buttons are really something to see. The colors are so bright and sharp, and the pictures of your favorite comic strip characters are so real that, well, you'd know him anywhere. Take Denny Dimwit, for instance, with his peaked red hat and big ears. Or a flat top from Dick Tracy. Say, he's kind of tough looking, isn't he? Or Superman himself, so powerful and good looking. Every one of these new Pep comic buttons is an eye catcher, believe me. And you know what the best part is? They're so easy to get. Sure, you don't send in any money, not even a box top, and you can't buy them anywhere. But you find one of these exciting prizes in every package of Kellogg's Pep. That's the Sunshine cereal, you know. Crisp, golden flakes of good whole wheat that are loaded with catchy, sunny flavor. For a nifty dish for breakfast and for nifty prizes, tell Mom that you want P.E.P. Kellogg's Pep.
And now back to the adventures of Superman. Taking leave of Lois Lane and Horatio Horn, Clark Kent resumed his true identity as Superman and streaked back to Metropolis. As we join him now, he has again assumed the guise of the mild-mannered newspaper reporter and is leaning on a table in the laboratory of Ben Jacobs, the city chemist, who is just completing a series of tests on the sample of seawater Kent brought from St. Selmo.
Well, Ben, what's the story?
Hold your horses, Clark. I'm not through yet.
Oh, I know. But what's your guess? You think we've got something there?
Can't say yet.
Cautious character, aren't you?
Well, you got to be cautious analyzing things.
Yes, you're so right. Look, Ben, if you think...
Wait a minute.
What's up? Did you find something?
Yeah.
Well, what is it?
I think it's what you're looking for.
Oh, swell. If it is, I know the answer to the mystery of the monster. Quick, Ben. Tell me what it is.
Anxiously, Clark Kent waits for the chemist to tell him exactly what the analysis reveals. What did the chemist find in the sample of seawater? And why is it so important? We're getting closer to the solution, gang, and you won't want to miss it. So don't forget to hear tomorrow's action-packed episode of The Phantom of the Sea. Be sure to tune in again tomorrow. Same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine cereal. Say, gang, here's how you can learn to identify the birds that have come back with the fine weather. Start collecting the full-color bird pictures from packages of Kellogg's Crumbles. Boy, is it fun. You'll get a kick out of collecting all 24 in the series and trading duplicates with your pals, too. And send for the colorful album so that you can paste in your collection. Full instructions for sending in are on the side of every Crumbles package. Ask Mom to get you some Crumbles, those crinkly, sort of sweet and metal-rich shreds of good whole wheat. Kellogg's Crumbles. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.